Right. We were left with the second machlokes k'tzais tzivus. I would be a mitzia l'chaveray. The reish samach tes, which also really begins as a machlokes disman d'shach on the halacha of hamagbi a mitzia l'chaveray kona chaveray. As you know, if you're going in the street and you see something in the street and you want to pick it up, and you don't want it for yourself, you want to pick it up for someone else, so we paskin, like Rami Bar Chama, that you can pick something up for someone else even if you don't want it yourself at all. You want it only for the other person. So we paskin, no problem. The Sma says that when you pick something up for someone else, you have to say, prepare that you're picking it up for the other person. Does say, if you don't say it, if you don't say that you're picking it up for the other person, then you're kinda. If you want, when you do a kinyan, it should be half for someone else. You're walking in the street, you find something, and you have no use for it, but so you know someone who does. So you have to say, prepare, I'm picking it up for Pliny. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says that it's enough to have kavana when I pick it up. If I have in mind that I'm picking it up for someone else, that's also adequate. I don't have to actually say bepeh. So it's a machlekes Sman Shach Lamaisa, how you go about this job of Magbiya Misil Chaver, Kona Chaver, how do you go about doing it? The Ktsois is Matzdik the Shitas Hasma, based on the rule we know many, many times, that Devarim Shebelei Veinam Devarim, that when it comes to Hilchis Dinei Mominis, Devarim Shebelei Veinam Devarim, something that you're thinking, it doesn't count. What counts is things that you actually do or things that you actually say. It says Devarim Shebelei Veinam Devarim, we have this klal, so hu adin das pshat in the sma, that over here you need to say prepare that you're being kind for someone else. The Ktsais compares it to a case of Hegdish, where somebody is kind of something for Hegdish. And if he's just mechavim b'leiv for Hegdish, it's not chal. Huadin, he says, over here also, if just mechavim b'leiv, it's not chal, because of this old rule of devarim shebelev, enam devarim. The Ktsais says that in achinami, if there's a maisa hamuchach, something happened, that it's clear I'm picking it up for someone else. For example, let's say someone asked me, he said, please go, and please pick it up for me. If someone asked me to do it, and I did it, see, then I don't have to say it. Because then it's not Devarim Shebelev. Because then at the time that I picked it up, it's clear that I'm picking it up for the other person. So Zakhtik Tzais, that the Sma didn't mean you have to say words dafka. It just means you have to take it out of Devarim Shebelev. Either you need a Maisa that shows what it is, or a dibur that shows, anything that shows what it's for, and that's good enough that it's chal. Of course, the nafkamina will be, if after you're kind of for someone else, you decide that, you know what, maybe you want it for yourself. Let's say when you pick it up, you pick it up for someone else. No, happens. You're sure they're throwing bags. You pick up a bag, you're too big to pick up for yourself. So you're picking it up, you really want to pick it up for one of the little kids in shul, for your little nephew or something. So you pick it up for him. And then later on, you have it already in your possession, it's in your pocket, you want to eat one of the candies. So you're allowed to eat one of the candies. Huh? It's the Sma de Shach again, though. According to the Sma, it's yours, it's not his. Because you didn't say that you're being kind for him. You just picked it up, you had in mind, you're picking it up for your nephew. So you picked it up. Once you picked it up, it's yours, it's not his, according to the Sma. So if you decide later that you change your mind, you want to keep it for yourself, so you keep it for yourself. However, according to the Shach, you have a major problem. According to the Shach, you picked it up for this kid. You picked it up for this child. And you're kind of for him. Now you change your mind and you want to eat something from it or you want to throw it at the chassan. You can't throw it at the chassan anymore. It's not yours. What?
It's not the
famous
argument.
Smai the agreeing. Shach agrees with the smai. The Sma says that you need a dibur b'peh. The Shach says that even kavana b'lev, it works even by kavana b'lev. So according to the Shach, it's good they throw bags in shul. There are a lot of cases that are not kamina, only when they throw bags in shul, no? So, no, it's a case of somebody that's hefker, when they throw a bag, it's hefker. And if you pick it up for this child, so if you have in mind, so it's machalek sma and the shach. So the sma and the ktsais is the shita that's, I think, easier to understand. It works the way we always know. Devarim shabalei v'enim devarim is good. What about the shach? So the nesivis is matzdik shita sashach. And the Nesivis says an interesting rule about Devarim Shabalei V'enam Devarim. Nesivis says that this rule, that Devarim Shabalei V'enam Devarim, only applies when the Machshava is a stira to the Maisa. If I'm doing a Maisa, and I'm thinking something that's Saisa the Maisa, something that's a contradiction to the Maisa. Let's say a person says, I'm making this hegdish. In his heart, he's thinking, I don't really want it to be hegdish. So it's hegdish. Because Bepeh, he said that he's making it hegdish. And if in his belief, he was thinking, I don't want it to be hegdish, there's Devarim Shebelev and Devarim. You sell something to someone. So in front of Edom, you're selling it. In your heart, you're thinking, I don't want it to be chal. It doesn't help. Because Devarim Shebelev and Devarim. It's a steerer to the Maisi. Doing a Maisi Mechira. You're thinking in your heart that you don't want it to be chal. Even if later you'll be neman. Let's say a person says, I sold it to him, but I was thinking I don't want it to be chal. Never migu. I could have denied I sold it to him. Let's say with no aid. So a person comes into Bezin. He says, I sold it to him, but in my heart I was thinking I don't want the mechira to be chal. So he's believed. We believe him. He has a migu. He could have said he didn't sell it. We believe him. That in his heart he was thinking he doesn't want it to be chal. But it doesn't matter. Even though we believe him, Devarim Shebelev are nothing. But we believe him, he was thinking he doesn't want it to be chal. Or when he's thinking health garbage. And Devarim Shebelev and Devarim, and the Mechir is chal. However, Zakta Nesivis, that's when we say Devarim Shebelev and Devarim. When the Machshava is a contradiction to the thing he's saying or to the thing he's doing, there's some stira involved. When there's no contradiction at all, a person's walking down the street and he picks something up. So when he picks something up, stamazai, it's not a stira to say that he's picking it up for someone else. So in that case, devarim shebelev havyon devarim, then we say devarim shebelev count. And the nesivis is matzik the shach. He knows in this case devarim shebelev count. He brings a raya from one of the cases of hafrashas truma. One of the gemara's cases where a person is eating from his basket of fruit. He's taking out a fruit to eat, and he didn't separate truma. So the gemara's lashon is noisen einav bitzad zeh. The Gemara has such an expression. It's Gemara in Beya, probably more than one place. He looks at one side and he thinks, I want that half to be that section to be truma. He eats obviously from the other side, from the side that's not truma. So there, he didn't say anything. He was just thinking, I want that to be truma, and it's chal. It works. We see that as long as there's no problem of a contradiction, that Devarim Shebelev Havyan Devarim, And maybe this is the shita of the deceivers that Devarim Shabbalay have you in Devarim. So it comes out now a very broad ranging machlaikis in the rule of Devarim Shabbalay. Tzaisal, Devarim Shabbalay is always not Devarim. Always not Devarim, unless you have a raya from a maisa to what he meant. And the Siva says, Fakert, that Devarim Shebelev is Devarim, unless you have a stira. This is the machlokes here between the smag tzais against the shach and the Nesivis.
See, the Nesivis are saying that taka means something, it just that depends on the situation. What means more? I mean, it really means something, it depends which means more. Because till now we understood it is that either it means something or it doesn't mean anything. Now you're saying it means something, but it depends.
What we're saying is that Devarim Shebelev could explain something. You can't change things. Devarim Shebelev could explain what I meant when I picked something up. Devarim Shebelev can't change things.
What's explaining it? I didn't say anything when I picked it up. It either means something or doesn't mean something.
Devarim Shebelev means something. Just that if the Mises says Fakarek, then the Vamsha doesn't have the kayach to change what's nicker from a Mises. You're right, we need a Hezber. Obviously, there's some achleikis here in the Hezber of Dvarim Shabbalay Venom Dvarim. So, I want to get to it. I just want to to finish up the cheshbainis of how the Ksais Nesivis were. Remind me, I want to come back. We had earlier in the year a different ktzais on Devarim Shebelev. And the ktzais appears to be Lishitasai. We had earlier in the year the halacha of Mechila Belev. We have a din, and let's say I owe you money, and you meichel me. If you say Yamaychel me, is it a mechila without a kinyan? If I owe you money, I tell you I'm meichel you. Is it chal without a kinyan? It's chal. Mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. You said mechila just a hafka'a? Mechila ain't tzarech kinyan. So mechila by itself does not need a kinyan. What about mechila belev? If in my heart I'm meichel, but I don't say anything. If you want, Shim, she'll tell you a nice story about someone who was Michael Belev. A nice story. Huh? A guy who lent money over many years. Yeah. So the question was, is Mechila Belev Chal? So the Marshal says, the Ketzais is in Simin Yud Beis, I think it's, I don't know, Sukkot. The Ketzais brings a Marshal. The Marshal says, Mechila Belev is Chal. The Ktsais himself, Lishitasai, says, what are you talking about? Devarim Shebelev, Einam Devarim. If you owe me money, and I'm thinking in my heart that I'm going to be Meichel you, Devarim Shebelev, Einam Devarim. So the Mechila is not Chal. If you remember, the Marshal brought a Raya that Mechila is Chal Belev. From a Mishnah Ksubis. The Mishnah Ksubis said that if a woman is not Teveya HaKsuva for 25 years, she lets 25 years go by without asking for the Ksuba, that it's assumed that she was Meichel. And she can't be Teveya in the 26th year. Zakta Marshal, we see Mechila B'Shebelev have a Mechila. Here, the lady didn't do anything. She just did nothing for 25 years. And we say that that the Mechila is a Mechila. So we see Mechila Shebelev, have you a Mechila? So the Ktsais argued. The Ktsais says Mechila Shebelev is Nishka Mechila. Why is the case of the Mishnah Ksubis different? Because there,
it's obvious.
There's an Umdena Demuchach. There's something that shows that he was Michael. Because he waited the 25 years. She waited the 25 years. So she showed the Mechila. There's something which is showing out to the Velt the Mechila. That's not Dvarim Shebelev, Zaptik Tzais. Anytime there's an Umdina from what a person does, so that Mechila it bleibt a good mechila. But sagt der Zeis, mechila shabalev itself is nothing. So it's very geschmack. The Zeis is l'shitasai. The two Zeis are very geschmack. The Zeis holds in Simi Yud Beis that mechila shabalev is nothing. The Zeis holds in Simi Reis Samachtes, I would be a metzia l'chaveirai, that if you have a mind yechaver, it's nothing. It's still yours. So it's very geschmack. There's no, there are no issues in the Ktzais. The Ktzais is very good l'shitasai. He holds always Devarim Shebelev is not Devarim. Sai in the case in Simi Yud Beis. Sai in the case in Simi Yud Samach Tes. It's Hashem will come into more Ktzais, and where Ktzais Shita is always that Devarim Shebelev is nothing, geschmack, no problem. The problem comes up though in the Shita of the Nesivis. It's like a riddle. The Nesivis in Reish Samach Tes holds, like the Shach, that Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveirai, and you have a mind L'Chaveirai, the Chaver is Kaina. There he argues with the Ktzais. And in Simin Yud Beis, the Nesivis agrees with the Ktzais. In Simin Yud Beis, by Mechila, the Nesivis agrees with the Ktzais that Mechila Belev is nothing. So the Nesivis seems to be inconsistent. He's saying in Simin Reish Samach Tes that if I pick something up and I have a mind for my chaver is kaina, because their Devarim Shebelev is Devarim, because there's not a stira to anything else. And in Simin Yud Beis, he holds that if I'm Meichel Belev, he agrees with the Ktzais that Mechila Belev is nothing. So we seem to have a contradiction in the Shitas HaNesivis. Anybody have a resolution of the contradiction? Huh? Can you resolve it? Well, what's the difference between the two cases? By Mechila Belev, Nesivis says Mechila Belev is garnished. And by Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveirai, he says Belev is something.
I'm here, your das just explain what you're doing. Here it's only das.
Over there, the das is to explain my ma'isa.
Over here, there is no ma'isa.
By Mechila, there is no ma'isa at all. Over there, I'm doing a ma'isa. Maisa needs explanation. I'm trying to figure out if what you're saying is the same thing that I was thinking, or if it's different. So if there's no Maisa, here it is a Maisa. Okay, you have a riot in a chilek. So something we spoke at back there on Daf Dalet, where we spoke about Mechila Belev. Remember something?
By
Mechila,
it affects both people.
It affects both. And by Metzia L'Chaveirai,
it's more this guy, the other guy doesn't even know what's going on.
But it affects whether he gets ownership of the thing I'm picking up in the street. So it affects him, but he doesn't know it. Mechila, well, affects him. He also doesn't know it at the moment. Eventually he'll find out. The cases in that regard, they seem to be very similar.
Right, when he owes you something, does that make it stronger? His owing you something, it seems that there's something stronger here that you feel the label will not work.
Explain.
It seems that you have to be
you're right. I just would explain a little differently. So you're all really touching on the same nekuda of difference. I just would express it a little slightly different, and then I would have a raya. It would see, what does the Nesivis hold? What does Yesiva Sisi cite in Dvarim Shebalev? The Dvarim Shebalev is Dvarim unless it's a stira to something, unless it's sais to something. Right? When there's a pre-existing chayv, the chayv exists. The chayv already exists. Zakhtin Nesivis, a mechila is nothing. It's sort of saiser what exists already before. What exists is already a chayv, and I'm being saiser it by a mechila. So there, Dvar Shabbalayv, it is saiser, it's changing the status quo. The status quo is yomi money. And the Dvarim Shebalev is coming to change that status quo, to change what happened, what was before. So that's a stira to what exists. So then the Siva says, Dvarim Shebalev is not Dvar. In our case, he's picking something up. He's Magbia. The question is, who's Kaina? Either me or the person I have a mind for? Here, my having a mind that he should be Kaina instead of me, it's not sais or anything. I'm picking it up. The question is, explain my maisa. What am I doing? Am I picking it up for me? I'm picking it up for him. I'm not coming to change something that existed before. I didn't own it before, now I'm giving it to him. I'm just doing a maisa kinyan, which either could bring it into my rishos or into his rishos. So there we are not sais or the previous, what happened before. It's not a stira to what happened before. That's where the Nesivus holds that Tvar Shebalev Havyan Tvar. The raya to this, if you remember, the Nesivus Se'erer Knech by Mechila. Remember, I told you there's a chilek between loans, which at the time of the loan were loans, and only later the person decided to be Meichel, or loans, which when the person gave it originally, he knew that this loan is never going to pay me. And at the time he gave the loan, he was already Meichel. Right? Remember the chilek? There's a chilek, and the example I had given, a person had given loans over a course of 30 years, and the first loans he thought will be paid back. He was Meichel them later. And after 20 years, he realized they'll never get paid back. He started to give the person the money, and he was like Michael as soon as he gave it. The Nesivus says that Mechila Belev is nothing, like the Ksais, except if at the time you gave the loan, you were Michael B'Shas Maisa. When you originally gave him the loan, you called it a loan, he called it a loan, but in your heart, you were Michael him, you said, I'm giving him the money, he can keep it. In effect, it's a matana. In that case, Dvarim Shebalev, the Nesivus says, is Dvarim. Because there was never a loan.
But it's being so the fact that he's lending him money is being so that. When I give someone money and I say it's a loan, having my child to be mindful, that's being so.
It's being soicer, the words, I was calling it a loan.
Yeah.
They were calling it a loan. So what am I doing? I'm making a loan and being Michael immediately.
Was there that Mechila Shebalev is being soicer?
A stira is usually that the pepeh says it's mine and the belief says it's yours. Here, I'm giving you money. And I want to give you the money.
The pepeh is
saying I'm creating the chayv. And the mashav I'm saying that it's not. And yet the Nesivus holds in that case, he says Beferish, that if at the time I originally gave it, I'm Meichel, that Mechila is good. So what's the gather? What's the difference between the two cases? Mashava to be Saisa words is not a problem. Mashava to change the Kinyanim is. And however we resolve your question, we do see in the Kavanas and the Sivis, does it come down to the same thing you were saying? We see in the Kavanas and the Sivis that the problem with Dvarim Shebalev by Mechila is that you're changing what already exists. You change, there's a chayiv, and you're changing it. But Shenkin, if there is no chayiv, if I give it to you right away that way, I don't know what happens. The chayiv exists for a second, then it becomes mufka, or it doesn't exist even the first second, I'm not sure. But whatever it is, it's all chal bahadadi. I'm giving you a loan with a mechila, and it's all done. So the Nesivus, again, the Nesivus is consistent. The Nesivus holds Devarim Shevalev, Havyan Devarim. The only time Devarim Shevalev is not Devarim is when there's some steer to something he's doing, or something he's, I don't know, something he's saying, but something he's doing. The reason the Nesivus is maskim to the Ktsais and Simin Yud Beis is because Hiktaka considers it a steer. There's an existing Chayv. And you're trying to erase an existing Chayv with a Mechila Belev, so that you can't do. That would appear to be the way to explain the Nesivus in Yud Beis. Now, Kapanim, forget our sugya, we have here Machlaikis Ktsais Nesivus. If how Devarim Shebelev, Einam Devarim works, Ktsai seems to hold it's a very broad rule that Devarim Shebelev, Einam Devarim, you have to say it may be in the Seal of Havera. The Sivis says that it's not such a broad rule. It's just a rule. Really, Dvar Shevalev is something. Unless there's a stira, then it's ice.
If he picks it up himself and then decides they want to present it another
way, that can work. Oh, you see, it's a problem. When a person picks up for himself, let's say I have something that I own, and now I want to be mezakeh to someone else. Can I do that? I own something. I want to be mezakeh to someone else. Can I do it? Even bepeh? See, it's a problem. I can't do it because I need a kinyan. Once it's mine, how am I mezakeh to someone else? I have no way of doing a ma'aseh kinyan. That's why it says when you want to make an erev tafshilin or an erev tchumen or a v'chatzeres, and you want other people to have a chelik in it, it says you have to go over to someone else and ask him to pick it up for Pliny. Because there has to be a ma'aseh kinyan. So once I own something, it's impossible for me to be makdeh to someone else unless I give it to the person and I either him or the third party. I give it to the third party, I should do a ma'aseh kinyan for him. But there's a chsarin that once I own something, I can't be mezakeh to someone else just because it's nothing to do with Devar Shebelev. Even if I say bepeh, I want somebody to own this, it's nothing. I can change my mind, I can keep it myself. So once a person owns something, without a ma'aseh kinyan, the whole metzias of haknah is not shy. Alright, so these are the two yesterday's and today's, the ikar machlokes in here, in Magbiyah Metziah L'Chaveirai. The halacha klar is like Rami Bar Chama, that we paskin that Magbiyah Metziah L'Chaveirai kana chaveirai. If you pick up something of hefka for someone else, that in fact it's chal. Now let's see, the Gemara brings, after the Raya from Shutfim Shaganvu, Gemara brings another case. Amar Rav. You have to remember Rav is talking. Rav is the Machmir. Rav says the only time you say you could be kind of for someone else is if you're kind of actually for yourself. You're actually kind of for yourself. Amar Rav. Hashta the Amri. Now that we said, or Hashta the Amri. Damrina migu that we say migu dezachal nafshi zachal lachavrei cheresh upikeach should be a mitzia. You have a cheresh and a pikeach. A cheresh is like a cotton, can't be kind. Upikeach and a normal person should be a mitzia. They pick up a mitzia together. Mitosha kana cheresh kana pikeach. Since the cheresh is kinda, so the pikeach is kinda as well. So the Gemara Bishlam a cheresh kana, that I understand. The kamag balei bendas, because who's helping the cheresh? A pikeach. So pikeach is zochel nafshi, zochel lachav. Ela pikeach b'may kana. How can the pikeach be kana? He needs the cheresh to be zochel nafshi, zochel lachav, right? And the cheresh has no das. And like Rashi said at the beginning of the sugya, you need das to be kana for someone else. So how could the pikeach be kana? Ela must be ema cheresh kana pikeach loikon. Now, if you say the cheresh is kaina and not the pikeach, that creates a new problem. Because if the pikeach is not kaina, how is he kaina for the cheresh? Zok de Gemara. Elay mecheresh kana pikeach laikana umay migu. There's no migu de zachil in afshe. The pikeach wasn't kind of for himself. So migu de shnei charoshim ba'alma kanu hainami kanu. What's the din of shnei charoshim ba'alma? So you have to know the basic rules of kinyan and fiktanim or charoshim or shaita. Min ha-Torah, a cotton cannot be kind of anything. Or a cherish or a cotton, a cherish shaita of a cotton can't be kind of anything min ha-Torah from hefker. The only way a cotton can be kind of something min ha-Torah is how? How can a cotton be kind of something min ha-Torah? Das acheres maknalon. And how could a cotton be kind? If you give a cotton a lulav on sukkis, he's kaina and he can't give back. How's he kaina? There's a rule of das acheres maknalon that someone else who's a bardas could be makna things to a cotton. Das acheres maknalon. Cotton has no das kinyan. But if I own something, I could be makna to a cotton min ha-Torah. That's the din min ha-Torah. It comes out min ha-Torah. If a cotton finds something hefker in the street, and I'm there, and I see a cotton picks up a $100 bill, what can I do? Huh? Take it away from him. Min ha-Torah, no problem. The cotton picks it up, he's not kind. So I can just take it away from him. It's not going to happen with the $100 bills, right? What about the bags of candy? And sure, that can happen. A cotton caught a bag. Is there das acheres? I was wondering. On the bags of candy in the shul, is there das acheres? But the ladies have a mind to be makna to the kid who catches it? Just I'm not. The ladies just have a mind to throw it at the chassan.
If they did, it wouldn't help. Because it's not anyone particular
cousin. It's not
any one particular cousin.
It's not any one cousin. Also a problem, right? Alright, so the cotton there is picking up the bag that's after. So min ha-Torah has no kinyan. The Rabbanon made a gezeira. The lacy line suye. Obviously, someone steals things from a cotton. People are going to scream at him. It's going to make fights. The father of the cotton is going to come and he'll be upset. So midrabanan, Chazal said that you can't take things away from a cotton, even though a cotton really has no kinyan. Once the cotton picks something up, so you can't, like they say, steal candy from the baby. The cotton in the midrabanan has some type of a level of kinyan. I say cotton mecherishay to the cotton. So getting back to our Gemara, so Gemara is saying that Ela Ema, what did Gemara say? My migu the shnei charoshim ba'alma kana, hanami kana. Since the Rabbanan said that charoshim wa'kaina own something, hanami kana, he's also kaina. So here also, the cherish a pikeach. He can't make the cherish worse because there's a pikeach. So he's kind. In fact, the Gemara, no, he is worse. Hi, Mai. Im tipsalai babi yasila chaver kona chaveri hani mili hecha de kamag bale adaita de chavre. If I pick something up for you, it works. You need das. Hi, adaita dide kamag bale you loy kani lachrini mikni. Ela emo metech shloy kona pikeach loy kona cherish. We end up in the Gemara like on a pikech, like on a cherish. Chitema maishna meshnech roshim de alma. Aye, how come two choroshim pick it up the kaina? Hasam tikinu l'rabban and deloy esi lansuye. Deloy lesi lansuye. When choroshim picks something up, the rabban made a gzeira that a pikech can take away from him. But hacha meima amar pikech like kani ana ikni. Here, it's understandable. If the pikech is not kaina, then the cherish is not kaina. It's not better than a pikech. So here, there's no gezerah of Laisi Lansuya. So let's sum up the maskana of this sugya. What comes up, I think it will be surprising to you what comes out in the maskana. Make a cheshbon here. What are we saying? A cherish and a pikeach are walking in the street. And they pick something up together. A moshriach nowadays, a cut. A cut and a pikeach find the davishal hefka. They pick it up together. What's the maskana of this Gemara? What's the din? What's the maskana then? Huh? What's the din? First and fifth. So David says the maskana is that no one's kind.
This is Thomas. It's also.
Let's say a Talis. I don't want to get into the Ravid. You mean the Ravid? Yeah. We'll leave the rabbit aside for a second. Let's say it's a talis. So they found it. So Maskanas HaGemara is that no one's kaina. And you say Maskanas HaGemara is? The Cheresh is kaina. Either Gemara ended up that you're not kaina. But you like kani. Kech is not kaina. Cheresh is not kaina. So the Gemara rejected the migu with the Maskana. At the end, the Gemara is saying that there's no migu of Shnei Cherashim. Ano means the cherish. See, you're right, but you don't know why. If you read this Gemara, the Gemara ends up cherish and pikeach pick something up together. It's perish in the Gemara. At the end, you're not kaina. At the end, nobody is kaina. The chap in this Gemara is who's talking. Who's the one that said this whole sugya? This piece of Gemara we just learned, Omar. Huh? I'm a Rava. Rava holds what? Rava held, I can't pick things up for you unless I'm also kind of for myself. So if I'm not kind, I can't pick up for you. So Rava says, the Pikech and the Cherish, same thing. Since the Pikech is not kind of for himself, because the Cherish can't help him, so he's not kind of for himself, he can't be kind of for the Cherish. Now that's all true. This is Pshat in the Gemara of Rava. But we have to think a step ahead of Rava. We paskin like Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, I could pick things up for other people, even if I'm not kind of myself. Rami Bar Chama said, I could pick things up for other people if I don't want. Which means, la halacha that we paskin like Rami Bar Chama, if a pikeach and a cherish pick something up, the Cherish can't help the Pikeach, because he has no das. But the Pikeach could help the Cherish. The Pikeach's L'chayra could still have in mind for the Cherish. He could pick it up for the Cherish, he could be kind of for the Cherish. Now he only has in mind to give the Cherish half of it, because he really wants half for himself. But for that half that he wants to give the Cherish, in the Maskana, it's foul. The Maskana, it's foul. There's Agbah from the two of them. Where's the Kenyan Lagabe? The Cherish is half. So the Cherish is half. It's not all funny. Where's the Kenyan and the Cherish is half? So the Kenyan is Hagbah Durabanam. The Cherish himself could be Kaimer. It's the Pikeach who can't do it for the Cherish.
The Pikeach's not giving him that half.
Huh?
The Pikeach never had a mind to give him that half. Even though
you may be right. You may be right. Let me step back a little bit. The cheshbon I told you is certainly true in the following case. You'll all agree that if I pick up something for a cherish, I'm a pikeach, and I just pick it up myself for the cherish or for a cotton. Is the cotton kinder? They'll agree that he's kinder. Rava will hold that I can't pick up for him. Rava holds that being a chaver like a chaver. But we pass as Rami Bar Chama, and I certainly could pick things up for other people. Now, if a pikeach could pick things up for other people, the pashtus of this sugya is that when the cherish and pikeach pick up, the Gemara said the only chesaron in the cherish's end is the fact that the pikeach can't do it for him. He's not you like Kani, how can he be back to someone else? So that chesaron comes away. That chesaron doesn't exist. Now you're saying there may be a different chesaron, that maybe the Kenyan is not a Kenyan. Okay, we have to look. I'm not sure. But certainly, the chesaron the Gemara is talking about, that the Pikeach can't be kind of for the Cherish because he's not kind of for himself, that's all Rava talking. Because Rava Shita is, I can't be kind of for someone else unless I'm kind of for myself as well. But if I'm a paskin of Rami Bar Chama, I could be kinder for someone else without being kinder for myself. And therefore, Hamadbi Amitziah for a cherish kon a cherish. And from the Pashtus HaGemara, it should turn out that if a cherish or pikeah pick something up together, at least that the pikeah's das for the cherish works, even though it doesn't work for the pikeah himself. Now, the truth is, we have to take a look in Shulchan Aruch. There may be other chesroinus here that make it not work. I'm talking not sure. We have to take a look there in Reish Samach Tes. Just later in the Reish Samach Tes of Dalit, and see if that's considered chesar this time. The Avdei Meluim in Simim Mem Gimel. Of cotton bays, The Avdei Meluim says that although a cotton's chotzer is not kinder for him, let's say you have a cotton who yarshined, his parents died, he yarshined the field, and hefker blows into his field, the cotton is not kinder. Why is he not kinder? Because chotzer mishum shlichus. Your chutzah can't be in shlichus l'kot. The cotton can't make a shliach.
You just said that pikeach can pick up for a cotton.
Even though a person's chutzah can't be kaida for him, but a human being with the kayach of Rabbi Bar Chama, be a metziah l'chaveira, kona chaveira, could be kaida for a cotton. If a person picks something up, since we pass like Rabbi Bar Chama, that a mabia metziah lechaveira is kana chaveira. So even though a chotzer doesn't have this kayach of mabia metziah lechaveira, the chotzer has no das, and the cotton has no das. So there's no das here to work with. But when you have a gadol doing a kinyan on behalf of a cotton, the Avdei Meluim says, that's mashra from this sugya, the hochsarn of a pikeach is leirava. The Rava said he can't be kind of for himself, he can't be kind of for the cotton. Or the cherish. Asugi is mashma. That were not for Rava, if it was Rabbi Bar Chama, that it would work. And therefore, Zakti Avnei Meluim, Pikeach could be kind of for a cherish. Imkain, if it's true, what we just said, that from our sugya comes out, a pikeach could be kaida for a cherish. See, it comes out in a roundabout way. If you read Avnei Meluim, Avnei Meluim says, but Metziah Daf Ches, we see that a pikeach could pick something up for a cherish. If you can learn the Gemara, you won't see it. Gemara says pikeach can't pick up for a cherish. But the Gemara is all based on Rava. Based on the fact that pikeach is not kindness, he can be kinder for somebody else. The Gemara's lashon at the end of the narrow lines was taka that iu lekani lachrini makni elamitech shalekani pikeach lekani cherish. The Gemara at the end of the narrow lines was Rava speaking. So since the pikeach is not kinder for himself, he can't be kinder for the cherish. Which Zokta Adavne Meluim is telling us that Lo Rami Bar Chama, it works. The problem he has with this is a big shayla. You're shaylim already. It's a very strange thing that if you ask people, could a father marry off his daughter who's a katana? So anybody who knows any Mishnayis knows that a father can marry off his katana. We have it all over Shas. Could a father marry off his daughter when she's a katana? The answer is yes. We all know that. If you ask somebody, could a father marry off his son who's a katan? You'll be hard-pressed to find somebody who has a raya from Shas, one way or the other. If a father could make a chasna for a son who's a katan, it's a difficult issue. In Gemara, maybe we have once a Gemara, that seem to say that you can't, cotton can get married, But in Shas, it's not clear. It's a machlekes rishayim. There's a shita, I think it's known as the shita of the Rebbe Barzilai, one of the Balei Tosfos, who holds you could marry off your son when he's a katan. Mit kayach wat? Kayach wat, could you marry off your son as a katan? Mit kayach zachin la'adam shalai befanav. He's a katan, but zachin la'adam. You kind of got a wife for him. Zachin la'adam shalai befanav. That was the sheet of the Rebbe Barzilai, who apparently maintains that marriage is a schus. What?
You
can do it for anybody. So the answer is that we don't assume that it's a schus unless the father is zayfa, just like by being a guy or a child with a father. If the father does, we assume he has the child's best interest at heart. Then get into a good situation for him. But otherwise, davde meluim nemzon. That the halacha is not that way. That the halacha is you cannot marry off a child who's a katan, which is the das of Rav Paiskin. That a father cannot marry off his child who's a katan. So he has the kasha, the avnei meluim, that if we're going to learn from our sugya, that a father could be zaycha, or anybody, a pekeh could be zaycha for a cherish, shaita v'katan, then it should work by marriage too, assuming it's a schus. Assuming it's a schus. Kedushin is a schus. There's no chiyuv to support after Kedushin. And a person's allowed to take a second wife. There's no limit in how many, certainly in our Torah. So there's no chayiv. Asa b'krayvav, okay. If they make a cheshman, how we'll deal with that. But from our Gemara, you see that you could be zecher for a katan. So Rav Nimun says, it should work out that you should be able to marry off a cut, assuming it's a matzav of schus. So Rav Nimun says, this is totally whether this Gemara is a din Torah or a din Rabban. This thing that we're learning from our Gemara, that a pikeach could have, with the kayach, ababia mitzia lechavera kana chavera, with that kayach, he could be kind of something for a chereshat of a cotton. Is that a din Torah? Just like every magbiyah mitzil chavera kana chavera, I could be kind of for someone for a cheresh. And if so, it should be a raya that kedushin could be min haTorah. Or zavdavni meluim, maybe this is all part of the drabana of leilaisi lintsuyen. All part of the drabana that they shouldn't get into fights. That we want to give a chereshat of a cotton the same kayach as a gadol, that someone else could be kind of things for him. And Rav Nimun says, it's totally zeh b'zeh. You can learn our Gemara, it's a deraisa, you can learn it's a derabbanan. And totally zeh b'zeh, whether it would work, kedushin. You're not going to be able to prove from our Gemara, it's deraisa or derabbanan. Why? Because again, our Gemara doesn't say that Rami Bar Chama argues. Our Gemara says that it does not work. Just we understand in the Derech Pulpula Deraisa, we understand that this whole Gemara is Rava, and Rava is the Shittasai, and therefore, like Rami Bar Chama would be Fakert. So we all understand that from the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't say it. The words of the Gemara don't say it, so we don't have a Mashmois from the Gemara if it's Deraisa Deravana. The Gemara says it does not work, like Rava. So it's hard to get, like Rami Bar Chama, it does work, does that Deraisa Deravana? So it's hard to come away with it. But Lamaisa is up to Avnei Malumi, you can learn two ways. You could learn this kayach of being Mabia Metzia lechayri, shayt of a cotton, that kaina is that the rice, is that the rabbanon. You can learn two ways to understand. But he just says at the end, this, if you look up the Avnei Malumi, it's the last paragraph in the Avnei Malumi. Some prints the last two paragraphs of a long Avnei Malumi. At the very end, he says, but 1 minute. In the sugi and ksubis of ger katan, where you megayer the katan, al pi pashtus des deraisa. Pashtus of the Gemara is the ger is a katan deraisa, not a ger. The katan is a ger deraisa, not a ger derabbanan. The pashtus of the Gemara. And if it's a ger deraisa, that would seem to be a raya that a gadol could be zeicha things for a katan min haTorah. Gemara Ksuba is listening to your right, you could be zeichet things when I tell you. He says, Ulai Geirishani. Rafi Mulum says, Ulai Geirish is different. He doesn't explain why. Why should Geirish be different? I'm not sure. I think Geirish, it's harder to be Magaya someone than to be kind of like a bag of candy for him. No? He can reject it when he turns 12, but Taisa said why. Because we're Megayarim on the assumption that it's a schus. When he becomes a godly, he says, for me it's not a schus, that means our previous assumption was an error. And it's Lamafreya ice. But as long as our assumption that it's a schus, if his father's being Megayar, he should be Megayar, it blives, Taisa holds at least that it blives a Geirus from the beginning. So. He only gets one chance. When he finds out, he has to decide. If he says, I want it, what? What do you mean? Well, every schus is that way. If you're mizaka someone with a matana, and later he says, no, sign a matana siyachia, I don't want to have it. So it's a schus. The assumption is that people want matanas. And since people want it. If we know it's a schus, okay, we spoke down in Machlokes Taisus Sanhedrin and Taisus and Ksubis. Taisus Sanhedrin Taka argues. Taisus Sanhedrin holds that it is a schus. It's absolute schus. Why can it be Meicha? Remember what Taisus said? Taisus said, because to be a ger, you need what? You need Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So Taisus Sanhedrin said that Kozman is a cotton, he doesn't need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. When he's a godl, his geirus is lacking Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Tosis holds that when he's a godl, he has to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Without that, he's not a ger. Tosis in Ksubis, though, said, like I explained before, that he has to be Megalev, it's a schosana. Yeah, what comes out in his sugya is that somebody could be Megbiah, that's even for Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. Could be Megbiah for Cheresh Shaita V'Katan. And. The question is that a kayach de reis, a kayach de rabbanon? Nafkamina, legabe, if a person could be mekabel kedushin for a cotton, that's a nafkamina. Okay, tomorrow we finish Mitzvah Shem the Yomid.